Senator Hoffman joins me on the phone from Juneau. Thanks so much for being here.
Yes, it's great to be calling on Alaska today. Today we have pretty decent weather in Juneau, in the capital city, but things are starting to pick up in speed, starting to bustle.
Great. So, Senator, you're part of the Senate Finance Committee, and I know that as the state looks to make cuts pretty much across the board, major cuts, there's a lot of concern that this year's cuts could only be kind of the beginning. Maybe several years of an upward trend and having to really chip back, especially if oil prices don't rise again. What's the feeling like in the Capitol? I mean, are we really looking kind of more long-term than just this year?
Well, I think it is long-term, even if the price of oil increases. And I say this because what has happened is that the voters passed not to repeal Senate Bill 21, which would have given the state of Alaska $1.5 to $2 billion more in revenue, with the anticipation that we will be filling up the pipeline with oil, which would give us additional revenue. I'm skeptical of that. That's why I campaigned against Senate Bill 21 and supported the repeal, but we don't have that option. So even if prices of oil rise, the vast majority of that money is going to go toward oil companies. So we are in deficit spending, I would say, for close to a decade, if not longer. And we are going to see additional cuts because of the magnitude of a $3.5 to $3.8 billion deficit.
Wow, that's quite a long-term forecast. I mean, you've been our senator for 20 years this year. So, I mean, what is that like for you? What kind of, you know, outlook do you have on a decade of deficit spending coming out of 20 years, you know, that Alaska enjoyed kind of a boom time?
Well, you know, we don't have time to wait to cut ourselves out of this budget deficit because it's not going to happen. We need to look at additional revenues, and that is the debate down here in the halls. It hasn't received public attention, but we can't wait to balance our budget just by budget cutting. We need to look at additional revenue sources as well, and those are not as obvious as what someone may think, because if we instituted an income tax today at the same level, it would bring in several hundred million dollars, which in no way can meet a $3 billion deficit. So it is a very, very challenging times that we live in today.
So, I mean, one of those potential sources or kind of new frontiers, I guess you might say, would be the Arctic. And I know you're part of the Arctic Policy Commission in Juneau. One thing that we're looking at a lot down here in Alaska is the idea that Nome could be the site of a federal project for a deepwater Arctic port. Is that something that you guys have been talking about yet at all in Juneau?
Yes, we have. Along those same lines, I think that that we are looking at our compact with the federal government. They continue to take areas away from us that are valuable and rich in oil, potential oil finds, but those are being taken off the books. And many people are saying, we originally, when we became a state, we entered into a compact. Many people were skeptical that we could pay our way. We've proven that we could pay our way, but now with the, more and more lands being taken off the books, we feel the compact has been broken by the federal government and not giving us the right to develop the natural resources that we were originally given, which is putting a very, very big burden, financial burden upon us.
All right, Senator. Well, are there other bills? I mean, these are sort of our big headline ones, but other pieces of legislation that maybe your constituents haven't heard about yet that you're following this session or working on yourself?
You know, I think those are, you know, being on the Finance Committee again, the issue of budgets is taking up the vast majority of my time. But I'm looking forward to having more dialogues as the session goes along with the people of Unalaska.
Great. Well, Senator Hoffman, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.